Hello.
Hello, this is Ebony giving a call back from customer support. How may I help you
Oh,
today?
yes. Well, is this with this electronic supply thing?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Customer support. Who are you with? I'm sorry.
I'm a third party representative, so I'm just giving you a call back because you were placed on the call back list.
Okay, and I'm trying to think though. I've had to call several people this morning because of an from my debit card situation, but are you with a company?
No, sir. I'm not with a company directly. I just assist with the accounts. So I can try to assist you today, to see if I can get you pulled up in my system and see if, you have anything with us or any of the companies I help.
Well, I put in a call, and the only person I think I left my name and number with was it was an electronic supply company. Excellence something.
Okay, what was the pro? Did you receive anything? Was it a product?
Well, I did not receive any product. No, I was calling them because I'm being billed for something that I never ordered.
Okay, can I get your
And
zip
let me get
code?
back on my let me get up back on my login and I'll find it. It was if you can bear with me here just a second.
Go ahead.
Okay. Because I do appreciate you calling me back, and I got a feeling that's what this is. But
Okay.
and I'll try to find a look down here and see where I found that at. And this last, because the bank actually, that's the reason this company that charged me about $67. And they called and said, "Well, this looks like a fraudulent thing." And so I never had any knowledge of it, and I told them that, and so they canceled my debit card. And this company was called I'm sorry, Excellent Electronic Supply. Excellent Electronic Supply. And it was out of California.
Okay, may you provide me with your zip code so I can try to get you pulled up here?
76131 is my zip code.
Okay. And what's your first and last name?
Terry Scott, Terry, and then Scott, Scott.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see an account here for you in my
And
system.
who's it for? This electronic, Excellent Electronic?
It's loading up for me, so
Oh, okay.
yes,
Okay.
sir. And before we speak about the account, may you please verify your shipping address for me, and you could just state the road.
The road is Fossil Valley Drive.
Okay, yes, sir. And thank you for that verification. The account is loading. I'll let you know once I see the transactions here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I
One
just
moment.
I don't know what that billing was for, and then I just happened to look down my bank statement today, and there was another charge for like $7.95 to the same company.
Okay. Yes, sir. So what it shows here was the $7.95 was made for shipping and handling for a tactical bag. Like a little,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
So what happened with that 6732, when you ordered, well, placed that order for the shipping and handling and receive a free gift or so, they also
Right.
enrolled you into their membership.
Oh, there's no way they can take that $7.95 off of my bank account, is it?
So with the item being shipped and everything, the $7.95 actually went to the postal office now. So it wouldn't be no way that you could get the $7.95, but I can cancel the account for you so they'll no longer try to bill you. Well,
Yeah, I
even
would
though
appreciate you canceling the account, and I didn't get billed for the $67. The bankers who or they sent me an email, and they just asked me. They said, "Do you recognize this purchase?" And I thought, "No, I don't." And so, yeah, like I say, that was all done automatically. They just went ahead and canceled my card.
okay. Yeah, so which is understandable as well. So I don't blame you or them for that. So that's basically what that was. When you had got that, so you ever heard like of a sweepstakes, how you win free gifts and what they'll do is like send out gift card vouchers that you can use on their website and stuff like that. So that's why That's where that charge came from.
Okay.
But I'm finna get that canceled for you. So okay. They won't try to do that again. Because even though you got a different car, I'm still, you know, still canceling it on the state side.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. And do you need me to provide you with that cancellation number?
Yeah, could I give you my email address?
Well, I would have to state it verbally. I don't have access to.
Oh, no, that's fine then, yeah.
Okay, do you need it or?
Yeah, please.
Okay, it would be C as in Charlie, 262-904-907.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And I'm glad you gave us a call. You have a great day and happy holidays.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Online. This tactical thing that they send me all the time. They had this tactical backpack. I mean, it was just a real nice backpack. Free, but if you pay the $7.95 freight. So I guess that's why they tried to send me that. But they were, I guess, I don't know why they surely wouldn't charge me that, but anyway. Well, yeah. No, I'm talking about the $60-some dollars that this company said that they tried to charge. That the bank said they tried to charge me. They said it was fraudulent. They thought it was fraudulent. She just canceled her. I have to pay the $7.95, but she's canceled the whole thing. She said that part went to the post office. Yes. AT&T, I guess. No, Blue Cross is the only one I don't know. Done with Pasco and it was 11:22. Thank you.